Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
By the way, our feedback email address is ccrecap@gmail.com. That is ccrecap@gmail.com. Please send us a line. Well, workers lose up to a day every week in time-wasting activities, costing businesses around $13 billion a year. That's according to an Ernst Young study. Now, sometimes the most necessary things can cause the most distractions for workers, like email. And Andre Angel is the chairman of WorkMeter, Inc. He's a productivity expert. He joins us now to talk about what businesses can do to reduce all this wasted time. You can find him online at WorkMeter.com. Andre, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, tell me, shouldn't every person have some of his or her time in the office being spent in maybe unproductive ways, talking to coworkers, taking breaks? Is there something sometimes maybe too much of a push to squeeze as much productivity out of workers as possible?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of team building that needs to happen, which makes the business a lot more effective. I think what we see is that most companies, when we measure them through our tools, is most companies are somewhere in the range of 50 to 60% productive. Now, a good productive person could be somewhere around the 80%, because you can't have 100% productivity, but 50% is quite low.
I know there was a new study that came out that said boredom is a big factor in a lack of productivity, but how do you really encourage a worker, other than to closely monitor them and micromanage them? How do you really get them to be more productive?
I think this is one of the biggest issues that we have today, is we're still treating our employees in the, let's call it, manufacturing world. So we have moved to a knowledge worker space, and you can't just measure somebody by looking at like a bricklayer that looked at, you know, we've done 3 feet or so today of a wall. In knowledge worker, we do a lot of things that using computers, using different electronic devices, and what you need to do is you need to give them feedback on what they're doing. Now, most employees take a break from time to time, and they're not maliciously taking these breaks. We need a mental break just to get away from what we're doing and get more focused. The problem is we forget how many breaks we've taken, and they add up to hours away from work.
Is it fair to say from an employer's perspective that a lot of workers try to get away with working sometimes as little as possible?
Sure, absolutely. I think some people sometimes abuse the system. But most employees, according to the data that we see, and we measure more than 10,000 employees around the world, we see that most employees are actually doing things for the sake of improving the business. And if we can give them that feedback, they always improve.
Interesting. Now, in terms of the things that you would say really are reducing productivity in white-collar positions in offices across the country, what would you say are the primary things that are causing workers to really not be able to focus and work as hard as they could?
So I think the top time wasters today are social media websites like Facebook, websites for shopping like Craigslist or eBay, and there are people playing gaming sites and even pornography in the workplace.
So you're almost suggesting, for everything you've just said, that it would be advisable for an employer to not allow these sites to be looked at by workers while they're in the office.
That would be a big problem. I think what we need to do is treat employees like adults rather than having them like kids and sending them to their room or to a corner. It's important to give the employee feedback on what they're doing so they can understand what they're doing rather than block something. If you look at the latest study by Cisco Systems, they found that 56% of new grads interview the employer now about their social media policies. And if an employer blocks these sites, they will not want to work there. So I think we're moving to a workplace that's a lot more connected, that's a lot more mobile, that's always connected, actually, and it's more beyond the 9-to-5 traditional hours that we know. So it's important to allow people to do things and encourage them to work always for the business, because you can create actually a lot more productivity from an employee if they're always connected and treated well rather than being told you can't access these websites.
I'm talking to Andre Angel, the chairman of WorkMeter. He's a productivity expert. You can find him at workmeter.com. So when it comes to gauging productivity, especially when jobs are very complex and there are all kinds of different aspects to the work itself, I mean, how is that done really?
So I'll talk about WorkMeter, which is one of the tools in the market today that can measure and give back a report to the employee about what they've done. And the tool will measure your interaction with electronic devices, which typically we work with computers or telephony or mobile systems. And based on that data, you can establish a profile of how productive you've been. So you can look at, has Facebook been used? How long has it been used? And give that employee enough feedback to say, you know what? You've wasted 2 hours today on Facebook or on Craigslist or on something else. So why not give that back to the system? And then you can start rewarding the right behavior. And people are always following the challenge or taking the challenge on to improve and become more productive. So you can look at functions, you can look at teams, and make them a lot more productive. We see a 30 to 40% improvement in that productivity within the first month.
But having companies like McDonald's or many of our call center operations in the country where they literally will micromanage everything to just, you know, it's essentially the type of software you're talking about, but they'll monitor phone calls, they'll do things to such a point where every moment is micromanaged and tracked. Is that kind of where we're generally heading, even for all jobs potentially?
I don't think so. I think in call center environments and in environments like McDonald's, you want to measure the activity and you want to measure what people are doing. But in knowledge worker, you want to measure it and give it back to the employee so they can react to it. Humans are habitual. We build habits, and it's just like going to the gym and trying to work out or lose weight. You need to do something repetitively more than 28 times to get it to make it a habit. And if you can give the right feedback to employees, which is how we develop our habits, we can become a lot more better and a lot more productive. Now, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to. How do employees react when? I mean, when an employer says to them, "Look, you looked at Facebook for a couple hours here," do they feel it's maybe slightly intrusive?
They could be, but I think one of the most important elements in this is to get the employee involved up front. So some companies are struggling with the fact of sending some employee to work from home. So telecommuting has been around as a technology technology available for telecommuting for the last 10 years, yet we still don't trust our employees to go work from home, and we want to know everything that they're doing. Now, we can enable that because we know what they're doing, and we can give them the freedom to go work from home and the freedom to do what they need so that, again, if I wanted to take my kid to piano lessons at 4, I could do that. And I know that I can give back the employer the hour or two that I took off because I am always connected. I am on my cell phone. I am on my email system. So effectively, we can work a lot longer hours than we used to do before.
And finally, when you look at productivity rates, you said currently workers do about 50, 60% productivity. You could get them up to 80%. I mean, historically, have we been much lower, let's say 10, 20 years ago, or is this 50, 60% range been a fairly consistent one?
I think historically we couldn't measure it. That's the problem. And now we have the tool set to measure the knowledge worker. Initially, in manufacturing, we've done activity-based costing to understand every element of a production line, and we could see how we can optimize production lines and take costs out of the equation. Over time, we've built ERPs and CRM to measure interaction with customers. And now I think we have something like WorkMeter, which is what we call a human value system to understand how the interaction of humans with their devices can get improved. So I don't know how historically, if it was 50% or less or more. Initially, we couldn't measure it, and we believe that if you can't measure it, you can't fix it. So now you can measure it and give the employee that feedback. And if we treat them like adults again, I think they become much, much more productive.
Andre Angel, chairman of WorkMeter. You can find him at workmeter.com. Andre, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much, Michael.
We will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.